Good morning. We're staying in Chayyarim. Kval Nun Tes. Siman Tes Vav. So now, the Chayyarim says there's a lacha of something which requires a bracha chronim bim kaimai. The kviyas is not lost. He applies it to bread and to all of the shiva saminim. Now, he himself admits that not everybody agrees there's a din of a shiva saminim of returning back to the original place. So there actually are three opinions in the lacha. One says only applies to bread. One applies it to bread and to mezonos foods, pasim of a kisnin. And one applies it to bread, to mezonos, and to paris as well. Like Adam himself says, since there is an opinion. So according to that opinion, that applies even to paris, so there'd be no need for bracha rishona. So it's a suffix bracha. So suffix bracha is local, you do not make a bracha. Mishabura, however, seems to be machria, like the Gra holds that the middle opinion is the primary opinion, that it applies to bread and to the mezonos foods, food made with the five minei dogam, but it does not apply to peros. Peros, a person would eat some dates and he would leave. He would not be able to go back to the original place. Person ate some grapes, ate some pomegranates, ate some figs, ate some olives, and he did not say his aloe eats, and picked up and left. He's not able to go back to the original place to say the bracha achorna. And therefore, for our purposes over here, if there's no need to make a new bracha b'sharno, it's the kviyas is ended as soon as the person leaves. There's no need to return back for the bracha achorna. The kviyas ends when he leaves. Okay, now, Mishabura brings the Gra, and it seems to be that he's inclined towards the Gra. What about a person is eating a mezonos food and also a drink? So he's able to go back for the mezonos food, and therefore the kviyas of the mezonos is still intact. What about the drink? He goes back and he continues eating the mezonos without a new bracha rishona, which that is the halacha. Does he need to make a new bracha rishona on the drink? Since the drink, the bracha achrona, is brain of flushes, it does not require a bracha achrona bim kamoi. The person left after drinking this drink without saying the brain of flushes, he would not be mukim to go back to say the bracha's brain of flushes in the place where he drank. He could say wherever he remembers. So does the kviyas for the mezonos work for the drink as well? So the kviyas for bread works with other foods as well. However, the kviyas for mezonos does not work for foods other than the mezonos themselves. So a person was eating a piece of cake, and he was drinking a cup of orange juice, a cup of coffee, and he left his makom, and he comes back. He does not need to make a new mezonos on the cake, but he does need to make a new shahakol on the drink. Now the Chayyarim goes into the next question: is there any scenario where this is permitted lechatchila? So far, we've been talking about a scenario where b'di'avad, if a person left incorrectly, so since he's mechuyav to go back, the kviyas is not lost, and therefore he does not need a new bracha rishana on the food that he continues to eat or drink. But does that? Do we say since this has this halacha, so you're allowed to leave the chachila based on this halacha, or is that not so? Regards a scenario where it is permitted, and in that scenario, where should you bench? So that's discussed earlier. Now, we've already hinted to this, that by bread, the original intent to leave before you finish the meal, finish your meal elsewhere, it becomes mutter. By other foods, it is not mutter, it's only mutter by bread. We'll clarify that more, Bessus Hashem, in the next shiur, and meanwhile, have a good day.